ultraviolet catastrophe 1 dilemma. Appearance of the arbitrary divergence upsets the oscillating string, thereby resetting the thermal equilibrium, resulting in spectral electromagnetic distribution error. Incorrect assumptions with regards to frequency cavities and the photoelectric effect of their quanta have persisted for nearly a century. Ultraviolet catastrophe 2 phenomena. Odd ensembles of photons emit strings of radiation when measured at higher frequencies, instantaneously radiate, forming strange shortwave frequency deficiencies seemingly absorbed into infinity. It was recently discovered that this divergent region is arbitrarily accessed via discretely positioned pockets of ultraviolet hydraulics, henceforth referred to as the Marcus reflex. Ultraviolet catastrophe 3, the science. Heretofore classified as an unobserved, abhorrent, celestial perturbation, the ultraviolet catastrophe theory, once contested by the most highly regarded scientific minds of the time, has recently not only been accepted, but is at the crux of 21st century astrophysical research, namely by such pillars in the field as Dr. Marcus Skopelova of the Radboud Institute. Skopelova's research in the study of irregular cosmological constructs, which include the ultraviolet catastrophe, is considered by experts as nothing less than paradigm breaking. Ultraviolet catastrophe 4. Skopelova's legacy. Dr. Marcus Skopelova's findings, along with those of earlier classical theorists Planck, Rayleigh-Jean, and later Einstein, have exponentially accelerated our understanding of the intricacies and eccentricities found to exist between three key spectral theorems: electromagnetic spectrum absorption, equipartition theorem, and ultraviolet divergence. Who is to say what other mysteries of the universe could have been solved had Dr. Skopelova had not met an untimely death at age 27 in a fatal scooter accident in Venice in 2018.